Okay, welcome back to the podcast. This week, I looked into a case of Tyler Davis' disappearance. It's a case that happened 5 years ago, and I briefed you a little bit about it, right, Rain?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, so what do you recall?
I vaguely remember the whole thing, actually. I just specifically remembered because I thought it was so odd that this guy disappeared in the same city as Brian Schaefer, and in a fairly, not similar per se, but both are very strange, in a very strange circumstance.
Yeah, this is happening in Columbus, Ohio. So Tyler Davis, he went missing back in 2019. Brian Schaefer went missing, I think, in 2008. Actually, even the profile of both both men actually are quite similar, because Brian Schaefer, I believe, was 28. Tyler Davis was 29. Yeah, they kind of both went missing after a night out, which is another similarity. The only difference between those two cases is that I think the biggest question when it comes to Brian Schaefer's case is whether or not he actually left the Ugly Tuna Saluna, the bar, nightclub, where he was last seen on CCTV footage. And for Tyler Davis, we do know that he was wandering around in Easton, which is a section of Columbus.
Right off the bat, just really wanted to ask, like, in the area where Tyler was last seen, was it close to a body of water?
So yes and no. So there are bodies of water scattered, but it's not what you would expect. It's not a big river or a big lake. It's just kind of weird bodies of water. There was this location that law enforcement just referred to as the wetlands. And yeah, we have some images here. So here, image right here.
Oh, do you think it could be the smiley face killer?
Actually, believe it or not, it's being proposed.
Of course.
That the smiley face killer might be involved in Tyler Davis' case, but I highly doubt that that was the outcome.
Yeah, because I vaguely remember that it was also proposed in Brian Schaefer's case.
Yeah, it was. I think Brian Schaefer is the most famous case that has been connected potentially to the smiley face killers theory, but as far as I remember, I don't think it's a very solid theory.
I see. Okay, let us...
Yeah, and on top of that, Tyler Davis was not a student. He was a... he has been working as a fast food manager for quite a while, so I don't know why they would connect smiley face killer theory, but I guess as we joked earlier, or like some time ago, there's a lot of cases that could be attributed to the smiley face. There's a lot of smiley face graffitis out there, so I think that
that's true.
Theory, as far as I'm aware, is not very credible. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the story of Tyler. So Tyler was last seen in Columbus on February 24th in 2019. Him and his wife, Brittany Davis, traveled to Columbus from their Wilmington, Ohio home, which is a smaller city. It's kind of like, I would say, an hour and a half away from Columbus. Wilmington is kind of in the middle, I would say in between Columbus and Cincinnati, these kind of two bigger cities.
Which is closer, though?
I think it's right in the middle. So, but they decided to go to Columbus, Ohio, to celebrate Brittany's 23rd birthday. They checked into the Hilton Hotel at Easton Town Center and met up with a local friend of Tyler's. But we don't want to name this friend because he has been harassed online. This friend is actually the last person who has seen Tyler.
Is there anything suspicious about this guy?
You know, it's hard to say because we weren't there.
Mm-hmm.
But from like just reading the timeline and looking at, I guess, the clues left behind, it would be pretty strange. But I will get into it in a little bit.
Of course.
So the three people, Tyler, his wife, and his friend that we will not name, spent the evening out. They went out drinking at some bars, and later on they went to a strip club called the Dollhouse. It was Brittany's idea to go to the strip club. Neither Brittany or, I don't know, maybe Tyler has been to a strip club before, but Brittany stated on an interview that she has not been to a strip club, so they all went there. While the three of them were taking an Uber back home from the strip club, at around 3 a.m. back to the Hilton Hotel, Tyler fell asleep in the Uber. When they arrived at the hotel and he was waking up, he was confused and frustrated. He said that they all were in the wrong place, even though they were in the right place. They just got back to the Hilton Hotel, but
whoa,
he was confused.
Okay, wait. Tyler said they were in the wrong place, so does that mean he still wants to go out? Or is there like... It's kind of odd. Wouldn't you say so?
I think it was a situation where he has been working many hours. I think he was working a 6-day week.
Oh my gosh.
10 hours per day as a fast food restaurant manager. And he was, I think he was tired to begin with. There's a chance that he was tired to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to work extra days just to go on the trip in the first place.
Oh my gosh, that's so awful. Can you imagine, like, he was practically living in that restaurant.
Yeah, he worked a lot. Like, the information that I found online all states that he has been very busy and has been working many hours at the restaurant where he was working. His wife, Brittany, also worked in a similar predicament. She was a bartender. I'm not exactly sure where, but I think both of them were considered night owls.
Mm-hmm.
Because due to work reasons, they had to work late into the night, both of them.
Yeah.
So going back a little bit to the story, right? So he comes back, he gets out of the Uber and he's confused and frustrated. I don't know exactly why. There's some speculation that maybe he took something in the strip club that made him feel this way, but this is...
You mean like drugs?
Potentially was drugged. There was a circumstance where Tyler's wife, Brittany, and this is her own account, because I've listened to an interview, she said that she, I think, left her drink at one point. And, you know, when you're at the bar, you can't leave your drink because someone might, you know, spike it with drugs. So you mm-hmm. don't want to do that at the bar or at the strip club. But then I think Tyler drank the drink, but... Mm-hmm. Because she wanted to leave for a little bit to go outside, maybe get some fresh air. I'm not entirely sure if this is very credible of a theory, but there is some line of thinking that maybe he had taken something at the strip club, potentially. Because he does seem to get confused and frustrated after he leaves the strip club. But then again, it was 3 a.m. and... For someone who has been working many hours, I kind of could see this being just, you know, a guy who's maybe still intoxicated and in general has been working many long hours for a long time and maybe just wanted to, I don't know, was just agitated in general.
I just wanted to have more fun, basically, that night.
I don't think he was necessarily looking for more fun, at least from the research. It mm-hmm. didn't seem like he was looking to have any more fun. I think he was just generally agitated.
Agitated that they were going back
I think he was confused. I think he thought that maybe they went to the wrong place. Maybe he did want to go back home to the hotel, and at first he didn't realize that it was the hotel.
I see.
Yeah, so that was something that happened. Now, Brittany's phone was almost ran out of battery at that point. So she went to the hotel room and she went to charge her phone. So now at this point, Tyler and the friend that we won't name, they actually go on a walk together. I think he already had informed his wife that he would be going on a walk, that he wanted to get some fresh air. Some sources state that his wife tried to talk him out of it, but it's kind of unclear how that particular situation went down after they returned back from the strip club in the Uber. But we know for a fact that Tyler and his friend went for a walk. So Brittany called Tyler's phone multiple times, and he returned her call at 3:37 a.m. So this is like 30 minutes after they arrived back at the hotel. And he said that he was just walking around the block and he would be back home soon, back to the hotel soon. He did not return, however. Now, a few minutes later after this call, the friend that went with Tyler returned to the hotel alone without Tyler. And he told, according to Brittany, he told her that everything is okay. He's going to be back, right? He's going to be back home soon. All good, you know, and everything's going to be okay. But Brittany at this point is freaking out. She thinks it's very not like Tyler to just go on these strange night walks. Because according to her, Tyler was not that type of a person who would do something like that.
Mm-hmm.
At around 4:10 a.m., he returned one of Brittany's calls again. And Tyler told Brittany that he was going through the woods and that he could see the hotel and he would be there in 5 minutes. He sounded confused at that time, according to some sources, but other sources claim that he actually wasn't confused and he sounded like he actually knew where he was at that point. It was 4:10 a.m. He had been walking around for around an hour. He hung up the phone and then he called back immediately. And when Brittany picked up the phone after he called back, she only heard 4 seconds of silence before the line went dead. She tried to return the call, but it went directly to voicemail, and Tyler was never heard from again. So the friend left at 4:30 a.m. because he only lived like 10 minutes away from the hotel. And Tyler never arrived at the hotel room that night or in the morning and has never been heard or seen from again. And all calls to his phone have gone straight to voicemail after that. Brittany initially thought that Tyler may have passed out somewhere outside or had been arrested, because let's remember that Tyler just, you know, an hour ago was still passed out in the Uber. She called his parents at 9:30 a.m. in the morning, 5 hours after she had last heard from Tyler, to say that he hadn't come back to the hotel. She notified the police 90 minutes later. The police didn't start investigating Tyler's disappearance for a few days, as they thought that he had just had an argument with Brittany and ran off and would return soon. They admit that their failure to start looking for him immediately was a serious mistake. Surveillance footage at the Hilton Hotel showed that Tyler walked diagonally away from it through the Easton Commons condominiums. This is the last time he was sighted on camera. The Google tracker on his phone indicates that he was walking around the Huntington Bank complex on Stelzer Road and asked his phone for directions back to the hotel. While he was in the Abbott Foods parking lot, either he shut his phone off or the battery died as he was in the parking lot. So Brittany has taken and passed a polygraph test about her husband's disappearance. They have a young son together, mm-hmm. who was being looked after by Tyler's parents while the couple was in Columbus. The circumstances of Tyler's disappearance are unclear, but authorities don't believe that he went missing intentionally. His case remains unsolved. Tyler was wearing dark blue jeans, a white t-shirt, a blue-green flannel, white and black Nike shoes. Tyler is 170 pounds, 5'10", 29 years of age. He has short brown hair and brown eyes. Tyler has no medical conditions. Tyler was on foot. He has a very distinctive red birthmark on his right arm that continues all the way up to his neck and chest and right hand. It's a very big, like, birthmark that covers a very big portion of his body.
Mm-hmm.
Zero activity has been made on either of his bank cards or credit cards. All of his social media accounts have had no activity. He would not have left on his own accord. It's not assumed that he would have done that. All of the information surrounding his disappearance also don't make it seem that he just, you know, started a new life somewhere. He is an amazing father to his son. He was also a business manager, a fast food restaurant manager, and he was a very responsible person. If you have any information about Tyler Davis' disappearance, you are encouraged to call the Columbus Police Department, and we will leave the number in the description of this podcast. So this is generally what we have. A man who was celebrating his wife's 23rd birthday in Columbus. It was a night out. They don't usually have nights out. It was one of the rare occasions when they went. I think his wife said on one podcast that even though they were really busy people working long hours, on top of that raising a young son, like just a very busy schedule, they wanted to make sure that at least 3 times per year they would celebrate.
Yeah.
It would be his birthday, her birthday, and their anniversary. So they wanted to make sure that they have a night out at least 3 times per year. It was one of those nights out. Fortunately, he went missing. And this is a very confusing case for me personally. I have some talking points that I want to touch upon. But before we do that, I think you have some reactions to the whole story. Or maybe not. Maybe I'm just guessing.
No, definitely I do. I just find it immediately so odd. From the moment they were in the Uber, and he was complaining, he was saying they're not in the right place, that immediately was like weird for me. And also the fact that the friend went after him but went back on his own.
There was a they separated ways for some reason. You bring up a very good point, and I never really thought too much of it. But the friend and Tyler did separate ways.
Why,
sometime
though?
In the evening. And yeah, I think law enforcement has asked questions of the friend. But publicly, I think it's not known why they separated ways. And this is very interesting because if the friend hadn't have separated, maybe Tyler would still be with us.
Yeah, exactly.
Know where he's at.
Putting myself in the friend's shoes, maybe I'm intoxicated and my friend is intoxicated, or we're both intoxicated, or one of us is just intoxicated, just Tyler, let's say. He was in a city that's not entirely familiar to him. It's not his place. It's not his home. And the friend, me, for example, I know that place. I live there. Would I really let my friend like roam around the city that he's not familiar with at 3 a.m.? Definitely not.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, I don't think he committed a crime.
Definitely not. But it's just weird.
It's just weird. Yeah, it's just weird. But if you would consider an outcome where Tyler does return home and, you know, text the guy that, oh, I'm okay, everything's okay the next morning, then...
Pretty regular, yeah.
Then you would think that his actions are kind of understandable. It's 3 a.m. It's, I know it sounds like, you know, right now, after we know that Tyler has gone missing, it sounds terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And I would assume that this friend feels terrible about it.
Definitely.
I mean, if I was him, mm-hmm. I feel like I would probably be thinking about Tyler a lot, you know?
Yeah.
But it's strange, and it's...
And you know what's even stranger?
Mm-hmm.
The friend went back to the hotel, to the wife.
Yeah.
Brittany, right?
Brittany, yeah.
Brittany. And he didn't really specify the location, if I remember correctly.
Of where Tyler was?
Yeah.
I'm not sure, because all of these details, you know, we can only talk about what we can find
mm-hmm.
online. So they may have talked where, you know, Tyler was last seen, where they separated. I don't know why they separated.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Tyler wanted to walk around alone, and maybe the friend sensed that Tyler wants to just walk around alone. Or maybe the friend was thinking that Tyler is going to go walk around for a very long time, and that he's tired, and maybe he has to go to work the next day. So he wanted to kind of just say, okay, I'm going to go see your wife, I'm going to say goodbye to her, and I'm going to go back home. So it could have been that type of a situation. It's just that we don't really know exactly the nooks and crannies of this case, like the complete details.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't say that we need to necessarily try to speculate all the way through it like that. But I mean, now that we know that Tyler is missing,
I don't think the friend is suspicious.
Yeah, I also don't think the friend is suspicious.
It's just strange.
It's just strange because... Also, I want to emphasize the fact that Tyler answered the phone from his wife two times, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he answered once at 3:37
mm-hmm.
and once at 4:10, right? So when he answered the phone at 3:37, his friend was still not back at the hotel, but he came back shortly after that call, just minutes later.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time that Tyler answered his phone at 4:10 and said that he's going back to the hotel and he sees the hotel through the woods, at that point, Tyler's friend is already back with Brittany.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like...
The friend committed the murder.
No, it's impossible.
Yeah.
The friend was already at the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Some like for maybe a half an hour as Tyler was walking around.
Mm-hmm. Also, can we talk about Tyler's behavior? Like on their way back in the Uber, he mm-hmm. was already acting strange. And then as per Brittany, he was not the type of person who would walk around. So why in that particular moment at midnight, let's say, he decided to go out for a walk for a long period of time?
That is a very good question, actually, because even Brittany, I think, told one of the other podcasts that I listened to where she was talking about Tyler's case. She said that her and Tyler were not outdoorsy people and that they would rather stay inside mm-hmm. and do like indoor activities. And that Tyler was not the type of person who would go on a walk like that. So you bring up a very good point.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
Okay, maybe it would be a little less strange if it happened during the day. Like, for example, Tyler would go out for a walk for an hour. It's out of the ordinary, but it's not necessarily strange. What made it strange is the fact that it happened late at night.
You know, I think it's kind of... But also, it could be a red herring in the case.
Because mm-hmm.
personally, I can relate. Like, if I was agitated and it was like 3 a.m., I could see the benefit for me personally to go for a walk somewhere. I would do it, but maybe I'm just that type of a person. But what would that mean? What do you think that means? Do you think that means that he's under he is contemplating something, or he is under some sort of a substance. What do you think that means? If he's acting irrationally or not according to his usual, you know, characteristics, why is he doing that? Do you think he's under influence or has some thoughts, or is he just agitated and just wanted to go for a walk? Because let's remember, when his friend came back, his mm-hmm. friend told Brittany that, oh, he's going to be back home, everything's okay. So I don't think that Tyler indicated to the friend that anything other than him coming back to the hotel in like 5 or 10 minutes is going to happen. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, it doesn't seem like Tyler indicated anything other than that to his friend. So also have to take into consideration that we do have an account of the friend who was pretty nonchalant about the whole situation. And I think he wouldn't be so mm-hmm. if he sensed that Tyler is about to disappear, you know?
Yeah, but then again, it's just really strange for me. Like, I understand you because you're generally the kind of person who would go out for a walk.
And you're like the complete opposite.
Yeah, so just imagine me, like in the middle of the night, I went out for a walk for hours.
That's concerning.
It's really concerning, right?
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think of a reason to. Do you think he was agitated with Brittany? He was agitated that they left the strip club a little bit earlier? Substance abuse?
No.
Spiked?
Not really, but... one second. Have to charge the laptop because mm-hmm. we might run out of juice. It would be a terrible idea. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the strip club because I have some more information. Right, so the strip club is called Dollhouse.
Mm-hmm.
It's located, I think, around 15 minutes away via the car. From the Hilton Hotel.
Oh, it's not that far then. Is it walkable?
It's not that... I would say it's walkable, but it would be like maybe an hour's worth of walking.
Oh, geez.
But they took an Uber there, so mm-hmm. it's all good, right? So I have some information how it all kind of transpired. So sometime between 8:30 and 9 p.m., the trio left the hotel and walked through the shopping complex because the Hilton Hotel is... adjacent essentially to the shopping complex. They were stopping for some drinks at a few bars, and then Brittany said later in the evening that they should go to a strip club. She wanted to go there, and they drove to the Dollhouse. And now when Brittany was recounting her memory from what happened in the Dollhouse, she remembers that she went to the bathroom
mm-hmm.
and as she got out of the bathroom at one point, this is when they already had been there for a while, I assume, had some drinks, she saw that the lights were dimmed and it almost seemed like it's time to go
in the bathroom or in the club.
In the club, as okay. she came out of the bathroom, and then she saw that her husband was actually in a confrontation with the bouncers, and I think Tyler and his friend were in the confrontation with the bouncers. The bouncers were trying to get them to leave, and he was saying to the bouncer that I'm just waiting for my wife. And then when he saw Brittany, he was like, we have to go, and they left. They went outside and they drove back. So there was a strange altercation with the bouncers, and Brittany on one of the interviews that she did for a different podcast when she was on the True Crime Garage podcast, she said that thinking back to that particular moment, she thinks maybe that could have somehow been related to Tyler's disappearance, but she doesn't know for certain. And so that is the information that we have.
This altercation, sorry.
Yeah, no, that's all. That's all I have. Apparently, he had the altercation with the bouncers.
With the bouncer, because the bouncers were asking them to leave since the bar is already about to shut down. Or do you think there's something else happened during the time when Brittany was in the bathroom?
Yeah, so I don't exactly know how strip clubs operate,
mm-hmm.
but it was 3 a.m., So maybe it was kind of closing time for the strip club, or maybe they go for longer. I'm pretty sure different strip clubs have different like policies.
Mm-hmm.
But it seemed like they were getting kicked out for some reason that we don't know. We just don't know. We don't
know
if it was
different than just the club shutting down.
I don't know. Maybe it was just shutting down. This is like something I couldn't find. But yeah, so that's something, right? Yeah, so they took an Uber. I'm, you know, just going through my notes. Nothing suspicious happened from the on the Uber. The Uber driver was a younger man. That's all the information I had.
Mm-hmm.
Another information that, you know, after Tyler walked out, he was underdressed for the temperature. February in Ohio, I would say, is probably similar to February in Lithuania. We're kind of in the same, like we're up there in the north.
Basically cold and rainy.
Yeah. So it was cold. I don't think it was rainy, but it was definitely cold.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, we have some information that...
Did he forget his coat anywhere, or did he intentionally not bring any?
Yeah, don't have this information, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
We do have some information that the police showed up at around 12:30 p.m. on the 24th, so in the afternoon. Brittany met with the police officers in the parking lot of the Hilton Hotel. The first thing that the police officers told her that Tyler has a right to go missing. And since Tyler wasn't elderly or wasn't a child, they couldn't really do much about it for 72 hours. But I keep seeing this as misinformation by law enforcement, that apparently they should be doing everything. And even law enforcement came out and said that not searching immediately for Tyler was a big mistake. Brittany also reportedly said that the detective wasn't very forthcoming with her and wasn't very nice to her during the initial conversation. We also have an image of what apparently seems to be Tyler walking through the parking lot of the Hilton Hotel. This is, I think, shortly after they returned from the Dollhouse strip club. And this is the CCTV footage.
Mm-hmm.
And this could be Tyler, but also this could be the friend. I've seen mixed reports.
Were they both wearing white?
I think they were both like similar, had a similar build.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if they were both wearing white. I mean, look, what you see from here is a man with what seems to be like a white long sleeve t-shirt.
Yeah.
Black pants and seems like white shoes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Tyler, at the time of his disappearance, he was wearing dark blue jeans, yeah, white t-shirt, blue-green flannel, white and black Nikes. So,
Where did the flannel go, then?
What is a flannel?
Some of your shirts, kind of like a long sleeve.
With
that's
a flannel.
Some patterned boxes.
Yeah, because this is not a flannel, right?
No, it seems like a regular long sleeve shirt.
Yeah, so this could be Tyler or this could be the friend.
Mm-hmm.
So it's unclear actually who this person is on the CCTV footage. But we know that he was underdressed for the occasion. Eastern Security told Brittany that they saw Tyler walking back to the Hilton around 4:15 on camera, which made sense to Brittany based on when she last spoke to Tyler. She last spoke to Tyler at 4:10. So 5 minutes later, you know, he was seen walking, I guess, towards the hotel from one source. However, it could come to be that this footage wasn't Tyler, but someone else, possibly Tyler's friend. Yeah, the footage was dark and grainy, but looked to be the friend, actually, not Tyler. Also, it's 4:15 in the morning. There aren't a lot of people out just walking around. So Brittany said it was probably when she and the friend were walking back and forth, up and down, looking for Tyler. So it could have been Tyler's friend as they were kind of scouring the parking lot to see if Tyler is coming back home.
Mm-hmm.
The police obtained some records from Tyler's phone and found some interesting clues. They do verify these phone calls to Brittany. So they also found a record of him searching his Google Maps for directions back to Easton. I think they had a recording.
Easton?
Easton is like this part of Columbus where the Hilton Hotel is at. It's like a neighborhood within Columbus.
Okay, so he was just looking for the hotel per se.
Yeah, he was on Google Maps and he was looking for directions to go back to Easton. I think he even used the Google Assistant. So he was using a voice assistant. Police even released that information. Let me just quickly finish what I have here.
Mm-hmm.
It would be months before police would release surveillance footage and information that they were able to confirm through the phone's GPS that Tyler did indeed walk away from the Hilton alone. They can tell he walked through the nearby Huntington Bank complex on Stelzer Road and then asked his phone for directions. They can also tell via phone GPS records that he was near the Abbott Labs complex at one point, which is interesting. Well, not far via car, it is at least a mile away from the Hilton Hotel, and he has been walking around for an hour at that point, or close to an hour, so he could cover some ground in an hour, mm-hmm. for sure. Today, detectives retraced where his cell phone had been tracked. It signaled last at 3:53 a.m. near Easton.
So near Easton?
Near Easton, yeah. And Easton is this kind of like a bigger neighborhood. So it could be like, I would assume, even like a mile away from the hotel or something like
that. Simplify everything. He was within the area of the hotel, and then he left the area of the hotel a mile away. And then his last known location was
at 3:53 a.m.
At 3:53 a.m.
Yeah, and he had a call with Brittany at 4:10. So his last known ping is actually around 20 minutes before his last conversation.
So
he could have been somewhere else at that point.
Does this mean that he was potentially lying about his location?
I don't think so. It doesn't mean that. It means that we don't exactly know where he went after 3:53.
But when was the last phone call?
Like 4:10.
4:10. And he said
I'm going through the woods. I see the hotel.
Okay, just a quick question. No, nothing bad. Do you think it's possible that he was lying about his location so Brittany wouldn't be worried?
I don't think so. From my research, I looked into all of the sources. I listened mm-hmm. to Brittany on another podcast. Didn't seem that way to me.
So it seems like he went out for a walk and he was on the way back and then he vanished.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like there was anything more than that. Like, I don't think he was actively trying to hide something.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed to me that he was trying to make his way back.
Oh, I see. Because at one
point, he genuinely wanted to come back.
Okay, got it. Because at one point, I was thinking there could be an altercation in the strip club, and maybe he was walking towards that direction to, I don't know, have a fight with someone or whatever.
That's an interesting thought. I never thought about that.
And then he wanted to go back to the hotel.
That's a good point, but I don't think that was the case. Didn't seem to me like that was the case, at least. Once again, I think know the last known ping location, because law enforcement released some information. They had their own Google Map project that they showed to the public, and from the information I was able to find online, this is actually the last ping. This should be the last ping, but this location, but we know that he was still talking to Brittany maybe like 20 minutes after this ping. So these are the locations. We're just showing. I know this is probably terrible for people listening to this. So
yeah, we could just explain. It's just a road.
A road
in the middle of nowhere, nothing to see.
It's like a secluded road in a not very secluded location, if that makes sense. Like the whole location looks like it's heavily trafficked, but there are like these little kind of shortcut roads. So
kind of looks like suburban.
Suburban, street. Yeah. And you could see like a hit and run accident happening here. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you could see how at 4 a.m. someone would hit Tyler and then would just And no one would hear.
Yeah, I could honestly see someone mugging me. I could picture someone mugging me as I walk there in the middle of the night.
Yeah, exactly.
Because someone could always be hiding behind the bushes.
Yeah, that's true. Also, police focused a lot on the wetlands area.
Wetlands?
Yeah, oh. Wetlands. So this is the wetlands area. So first of all, this is the map. Mm-hmm. This is the last known location, and this is where the wetlands are at. And this is what law enforcement showed. This is like immediately into the wetlands. It's like almost like a swamp, and you're immediately like deep into the swamp. And this is like a location where you could get lost. It's a small, it's not a very big location, but it's like, from the information I found online, a body could be, if you drown here mm-hmm. by accident or something, your body might not be found.
How would he get there though? Like, do you think
he said he was walking through the woods, and if he was confused and walking in the opposite direction,
just the wetlands.
I think it's a possibility.
Yeah, that's true. Because the wetlands is not so far away from the last known location.
No, it's not. And it's not that far away from the hotel to begin with, actually.
So, did the police search the wetlands
then? Yeah, they did search the wetlands, but it's, to me, uncertain how well you can search the wetlands and how confident you could be that there is no, you know, body in the wetlands. I'm not sure how confident you could be.
That's true. I'm not at all familiar with the geography of the wetlands. Do you think if like a body is in there, it would get like buried by like the mud?
Yeah, I think that's what I found online during the research. So Jessica Rolston had commented something, I think, on Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
Or sorry, on Facebook. And she said, and I don't even know who this person is, but I just found this as a source. Like someone linked it. Okay, on one of the articles, this screenshot of Jessica's post was linked as a source.
Mm-hmm.
And I have no idea who this person is, but she says, "Hi everyone, I am a reporter in Columbus. I recently asked a detective who was assigned to Tyler's case if it will ever be solved. He said, based on all the evidence, they firmly believe Tyler wandered into the pond and drowned. The pond was searched many times, but it is filled with debris and has almost no visibility, so the odds of recovering Tyler are extremely slim. I have wished for so long that his family will get the closure that they need and deserve, but it seems unlikely." So that's her comment. So apparently a reporter, Jessica Rolston, talked to detectives in Columbus, and they told her allegedly that they believe that he accidentally drowned in a pond.
I can't say no to that. Yeah. These are the detectives we're just assuming here.
Yeah, we also have to assume that Jessica Rolston is a real reporter.
That's true.
Not just a crazy person on Facebook. Also,
maybe she is a reporter. Don't
no, definitely.
Don't come after us.
No,
please.
No, definitely. If you are, then good for you. Also, there's some speculation that people are thinking that it could either be an accident or it could be a hit and run foul play type of situation. As we mentioned again, it's very strange for a young man who is seemingly healthy and has no medical conditions to just vanish and die for no reason. Apparently, it would be very strange for him to just pass away like that, because he was 29 and he had no medical conditions, so mm-hmm. it doesn't seem like he was gonna pass away just like that. So I think what may have happened is that, yeah, sorry, I don't know what happened, but what I'm trying to say is that it's either an accident or it's either a hit and run. That's the hit and run, or some sort of a foul play, mugging gone bad type of an ordeal that could have happened to Tyler Davis. And just a very strange case with some clues, but with very, it's like very difficult to kind of try to figure out what happened to Tyler Davis. But, you know, I think it's worth talking about it, because I think Brittany herself said that she she wants this case to be out in the public, and we want to generate as much information as possible. So yeah, we'll be showing the images and posters of Tyler Davis on the YouTube channel. We're going to leave some information also in the description. So that's the disappearance of Tyler Davis. It's a very strange and bizarre kind of vanishing of a young man. And could be that he is, you know, ran into an accident, but at the same time, I wouldn't rule out foul play. From all the information I've seen, it doesn't seem like I would rule out foul play as well.
Yeah, the only thing that I could rule out here is the intention.
That he wanted to
kill
run
himself,
away.
Yeah,
or commit some sort of a suicide or mm-hmm. something. Yeah, definitely. That's something I'm also ruling out. And even law enforcement stated that they know from the recording on his phone that he was asking his phone's assistant to give him like directions back to the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
He had intent of going back home.
Yeah.
We know he had intent, and something happened on the way back. So that's all we have as of now. So this was Tyler Davis' disappearance case. I think, unless you have anything else to add, I think we can wrap this one up, because I don't have any more information. I wouldn't want to speculate anymore because it's very confusing.
Yeah, same here. Just so much questions.
Yeah.
Rather than answers.
A lot of questions. Thank you guys for listening to the podcast, and we'll jump to another podcast in a little bit and talk to you very soon.
Oh, wait. Before you stop recording, I just realized we posted last week 2 episodes for a week. Tuesday, Thursdays, right?
Yes, it was 2 episodes.
I think that's new for us. Is that the first time we did it?
I think it was maybe like a second time we did it or something like that. But we don't, yeah. And we're trying to post more often.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, apologies, guys, if we wouldn't be able to post every Tuesday and Thursdays. You know, work stuff.
Yeah, work stuff. But we're going to try to put out as much content as possible. Talk about as many cases as we can.
Of course.
Thank you, guys, and talk to you in a bit.